Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu brown belt, still obsessed with jujitsu.
And we have special guests today.
We do.
I'm very excited that we actually get to have...
I don't think we're half as excited as they are.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so sad that we aren't doing video right now.
I know. They're so bursting at the seams.
We have Mariah, who's been mentioned several times and is basically podcast famous at this point.
Hello. I'm a Brazilian jiu-jitsu blue belt, also very obsessed with jiu-jitsu.
And we have Anne.
Hi, I'm Anne. I also do jiu-jitsu. I'm a blue belt.
And we are here to recap the adventures at Pans, which I was not a part of. Wah, wah. But I get to hear about it and relive it vicariously through you all.
Yes. And we're going to do just a little bit of recap from the Mighty Models camp.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to hear more extensive recap on that, tune into Role Model Radio, where Rissa and I will break that down a little bit more. But I had to mention it on this podcast because Rissa does the editing for Role Model Radio. Uh-huh. And she would edit out me talking about how amazing she did.
Well, let's hear all about that.
So I taught a couple sessions, kind of the like drill to win sessions. The second one ended up being more of a Q&A. But Risser ended up teaching stand up. So Tori was going to teach takedowns and Tori injured her knee and ankle.
Yikes.
So she was actually on crutches the whole time and didn't get to participate in camp. Very sad. And so Risser ended up teaching. She is an amazing stand up coach. Yeah, the girls are nodding in agreement. But she taught some really great like grip fighting and a couple takedowns and a couple guard pulls. And so it was just really good for the room in general. Like she assessed who we had there and like what would be good for them. And she just did a fantastic job. So it was her first like, you know, seminar really outside of the school. So
nice.
Yeah, she did amazing.
Good. So tune into Role Model Radio to hear more of that. Guess what? I'm going to have a link to that in the show notes.
All right.
That's what I do.
Feels like that's your catch line.
I got to do something.
Let's not get it twisted, guys. She does everything. I just come and say words.
She just cuts she herself out of the podcast.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
She makes me sound better.
So how about Pans?
Pans happened.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yay.
We did it.
Mariah, you want to talk about your experience with Pans first?
Was this your first time or?
So I did no-gi Pans in May, and that was down in Texas. But this was my first gi Pans. It did not go great competition-wise. The girl that I went against was very, very good. And she won the whole division, and she also won the Open.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations to her. She did a great job. Yeah. Unfortunately, that was who I got first round. My personal win was really that the last Pans, the no-gi Pans, I had a panic attack in between my matches. And I think that caused me to lose my second match because I just couldn't get my anxiety under control. And this time I went out and I felt the best that I ever have competing. So that was really my personal win.
That's awesome.
Do you think there's anything specific that made that happen?
I think the group that we had really helped me. And also, like, I found a trick that was, like, tense your whole body up. Like, people have always said, like, oh, you got to get that first good sweat in. But my stomach is so bad that I can't run around or jump around very much usually. But just, like, tensing all my muscles for, like, 10 seconds and then letting it all go, I could do. And it helped so much.
That's awesome. It's very good. Anne, how was your experience?
Well, mine was lovely. I did not compete, which was the ideal scenario almost. I just got to watch all the jiu-jitsu and eat all the acai, and it was great.
So much acai.
Yeah, I haven't been able to be in training as much, so I would have liked to. Like, normally, I probably would have signed up, but next year.
Yeah. It was good to just have you go, too.
Like, but it was, yeah, super fun to watch everybody, fun to cheer for everybody.
Very helpful for my anxiety as well.
I will say these girls got in trouble at their house for screaming compliments at each other. They got a noise complaint.
Security did come.
Security did come.
We did
did get security called for our compliment screaming.
And here's the thing. We were so loud, we didn't hear security come. We were told later.
Chris came into the room later and was like, and stop doing this. Bring it down like 8 levels.
So if you need a hype crew, these are your girls.
We live to please.
So for me, I had a 3-person bracket. I fought Stacey Councilman first. Stacey went up to super heavy and my weight's kind of been, you know, varying. And so I was like, I sent her a message and I was like, are you up there to drop out? Because sometimes that happens, like you move into an empty bracket because you're trying to get your money back. I was like, or, you know, and she's like, oh, no, I'm just not going to make the weight. And I was like, great, I'll come up with you. And then another girl, Amber, also came up with us. So we ended up with a 3-person bracket. And I really had the best spot in the bracket. It kind of can stink to get the bye in the bracket. So I fought Stacey first. I lost that match. Her pressure on my neck was intense.
It was making me so nervous.
I hated it a lot.
It was very good, but I was still able to think very clearly, like, just, you know, like, okay, well, I can't move. Can't move. All right. You know, like, I just, I was able to stay pretty calm. And then I lost. And when you lose in a 3-person bracket like that, then the loser fights the bye. So I fought Amber next. I didn't know Amber before this weekend or before PANS. She has had her brown belt, I think, 3 years. And she beat me. She tapped me. I lost to points with Stacey, but she did color drag me and I didn't land on my face. So I was real appreciative of that. Like, yeah. I reacted well enough to not eat the mat, which is always a good thing. And I, you know, fought some grips and stuff and fought the choke. And then she ended up with an Americana. And I thought that I had defended the Americana. I had a good grip on it and everything. And then just something with my shoulder kind of tweaked a little. And I was like, yeah, no, that's, I'm done there. And although I typically am like, do the open if you can, do the open if you can. I did not do the open. Mm-hmm. I just knew my body wasn't good for it.
Yeah.
Like, I still signed up just so I was, you know, in the bracket if I could be. And then before it closed, I pulled out. So it didn't change the bracket at all. But just that way I had the option to do the open if I decided to, and took a long time to really think about it and make sure that, you know, my heart always wants to do it. I don't know about my head or my body, you know, right. So I really like took some time to think about, like, is this the right choice or not? But yeah, so I ended up with third, which is, you know, technically a consolation medal, right? Like, I lost both matches to get that bronze medal, but I fought for it, right? Like,
yeah, you showed up.
Yeah, yeah. Which is something I want to talk about a little bit. I saw some posts, people saying, you know, like, unlike some people who, you know, will post like bragging about their consolation medal kind of posts. Mm-hmm. You know, I fought for this. I earned this. I just hate that mentality. You know, one, you don't know what it took for someone to get there.
Right.
Right. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know. You just don't know. And even if you, like, Mariah's division was bigger, right? You did not hit the podium, correct? Oh. But are you proud of yourself?
Very proud of myself. I almost just nodded. I'm used to this format.
She did nod.
I said I almost just nodded. I did both.
But yeah, like, you didn't hit the podium, but you still did a good job and you still had wins, right? Like,
for sure.
Getting your hand raised isn't the only win at a tournament. Like, you even said, like, you got, you know, much better control of your anxiety. Same. Like, that morning, I was a little nervous, but in a weird way. Like, I don't know. I just felt a little, like, anxious more than nervous, which I never got that, like, panicky nervous.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I think that's a win, right? And I did some good grip fighting. I did some really good defense stuff. I just never got to a good offense place. But, you know, like, all those things are wins. And I think, you know, one, there's no reason to put someone down in order to be positive about yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not necessary. It's not necessary to you know, feel like you have to push someone down to raise yourself up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just, I just want to make a comment about that, because if you went out and you competed, you deserve to be proud of yourself no matter what, no matter, you know, even if you didn't do anything well, you lost right away, whatever, you still got there. You still trained for it. You still signed up for it. You know, like there's just a lot of little wins in there. And if you see posts like that, don't let them tear you down. Don't let that affect you. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
I second that.
A third.
I unfollow.
Yeah. I mean, we just don't need that kind of negativity in our lives.
Really? No. And I mean, as someone that was sitting at home and that wasn't even there, I was so thankful to see anything that you guys were posting on social media so I could just, like, you know, vicariously have adventures through you all, whether it was actually at the tournament or Harry Potter World or whatever.
Oh, we had so much fun.
But it also makes me think, like, oh, well, I don't want to miss that next year. Like, I want to go next year.
Please come next year.
Whether I'm competing or not. I mean, ideally, I would be competing. I knew that this year there was no way I would even be ready for that. But maybe it's like, now, well, my team's done it and I want to go, number one, support them. And number two, like, maybe I can go do this.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And especially, like, you know, something like PANS can seem, or Masters Worlds or something like that. Like, there's a little bit of it that seems like, oh, my God, like, that's a big tournament. Like, is that something? But the other side of that is, there's more likely to be somebody your age group and your weight class. And like,
what would it be like for me to fight somebody my own age?
Right? My God. it's a game changer a little bit. You know, like, it's nice to get to go against people your own age and not have to fight people half your age or less. Like
people sitting across the table from us right
now. I know.
Even just in my division, there were 23, I think, in my division, which is the biggest division I've ever fought in. Usually there's like three other girls in my division. Yeah. So it's cool just to meet all those girls and like...
Yeah. So did you guys make new friends?
Of course we made new friends. One girl wanted a picture with a black belt and she asked Chris to take a picture of her, and then I stole her and we talked for 45 minutes and now...
And we're friends on social media
And we're all
media
friends
now.
On Instagram. It's not friends, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's my favorite story of this group.
And then we ran into people that we fought in at like the Indy Open and at other tournaments.
And made better friends with them. Yes.
To see people
yes.
Like, so oh, excellent. Like, I know that girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fun.
How many role models were there?
So many.
So many. Yeah. There were a lot of role models there. It's also really nice because together we can name everyone. Not everyone. But you know, like, there's always somebody where they're like, that person over there, can you remember their name? And it's like asking, like, finally, like, Coach Chris knows, or I know, or Risser knows, or Mariah knows, or Ann knows. Like, somebody in our group knows their name. Like, okay, all right, that's brought it back. Good.
Nice.
I call that auxiliary brain.
It's
my auxiliary brain.
Yeah, I like that.
That one.
I like that a lot.
It's always a team effort.
Exactly. Exactly. One of my favorite things that happened at PANS, there were a couple black belts that Risser and I wanted to meet, Luana and Anna, and we got to meet one of them and get our picture and everything. And then Risser competed the next day, and I'm like coaching her, and I hear somebody that's like, Jennifer, and like coaching her, and I was like, who is that? And I turn, and it's Luana, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, she just remembered Risser and was like, I'm gonna go coach her, which also was very helpful because technically only black belts could be on the floor.
Oh, wow.
For Coach Chris's match, we were all there because it was the first match of the day. And so we all got to the floor. And then after his match was over, security came up and was like, I know the three of you are not black belts. You've got to go. Like, all right.
He did wait, which we appreciate.
He did wait. It was
nice.
Very nice. But yeah, so it was a struggle to try and get down there and be able to coach. Last year at Gi PANS, you could have one coach. Didn't matter what they were. You could have one companion. I really liked that concept better just because, you know, what if you don't have a black belt with you?
Right. Yeah. What do you do?
In Chris's case, he was the only black belt.
Exactly.
So who's supposed to coach him?
Yeah. Yeah. So we got lucky that somebody was always able to be with one of our people, but it was tough.
Yeah.
AJ's just always stalking people that she thinks are good for camp, too. So she'll just go introduce herself to people or make Rissa do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for future instructors, obviously. And we did finalize the lineup for camp next year. Yeah.
Already?
Of course already. Are you kidding?
I mean, yeah, it is September.
It's September.
Right?
So that's June camp is already.
In July. So camp will be July next year. This will be our official announcement. July 8th through the 10th next year. So yes, mark the calendars. I imagine by the time you're hearing this, it should be for sale.
Ooh.
So you should be able
Anne
to.
Anne and I are already signed up.
That Ooh. Is true. Anne and Mariah are already signed up because they are going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica!
Oh, man.
That could be you, but you playing.
Pura vida.
It could still be you. There's still time.
Anne and I have been practicing our Spanish. You can jump in.
I'm so excited for Costa Rica. It's going to be awesome.
And when is that?
Costa Rica is February 5th through the 13th.
Okay.
And as a female, if you register for the full week and pay in full, the first 20 women who do that get Indie Base Camp for free. And as of the time of us recording this, we still have 3 available spots for that. So 17 women are already registered for Indie
wow.
Base Camp.
Wow.
So many friends.
I think I was so awesome. Third. I think Katie Clark slipped in before I did. Yeah. One other person. Katie was on it. She like
sniped it.
She was the one who texted everybody else. She was like,
let's do it. Because we were at that role model open mat. And we were driving home and she had already done it. Where I was like signing up while John drove her home. She was like, you have to drive so I can sign up for camp.
He was always going to drive.
Yeah.
Got you signed up. So, yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. So, but yes, we have the instructors. I'll officially announce the first one. Rachel Casillas.
This is shocking news.
Oh, wow. I'm just excited because then that means she'll come back on the podcast.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to Rachel's camp?
I am not. That is my birthday weekend. Yeah.
All right. I'll forgive you this time.
Okay. I get a pass this year?
This year.
Aren't you doing that podcasting this week, that weekend?
It's the following.
The following Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of need to have my voice.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for doing chokes today.
You're so welcome. Somehow I always teach chokes on podcast day.
Did you get baseball bat choked?
I did.
Oh, fun.
It was a good time. Real good time.
Yeah. Jennifer looked like she was having a great time choking you.
Yeah, she was.
She was smiling the whole time.
Of course she was. I think both are on and off the mat practices, unless you guys have ones you'd like to add. But my personal one that I would encourage everyone to do is be proud of yourself without tearing anyone else down.
I love it. Very convenient how that can work on and off the mat.
It's so weird how that happens.
It's crazy.
Right?
Yes.
Anything to add, ladies?
Can I do an on and off the mat?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's pretty similar to yours, but yeah, just support your teammates.
Yeah.
On the mat and off the mat. Because you don't know what people are going through and you don't know what people need. And like, jiu-jitsu is hard. It's hard to get yourself to compete or to like roll hard even in class. You got to support each other.
Yeah. It helps. Like that.
And you're the best at that. You came all the way to Florida to support us.
Well, yeah. I mean,
we had such a great time off the mats in Florida. I mean, you know, like pans happened. It was really just a great reason for us to all get together with our crew. Like, we went to Putt-Putt, we went to Harry Potter World, like we had shave ice.
I ordered
a pickled shave ice and it was really gross, but Mariah liked it okay.
All right, friends, thanks for joining us. You can connect with us on social media in all the places. We're hanging out on Instagram at Beauty in the Gi Podcast. You'll find me there at Brassy Broad Jen.
I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you go.
And we are also on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page for the podcast. And you can join the Beauty in the Gi gang.
Where can we find you ladies and be your new best friend on Instagram?
I'm Instagram. On Instagram, you can find me there. And I'm Anne Porter. That's Anne with an E on Facebook. Be my friend.
I don't have a good name. Because my best friend made it for me in 7th grade.
But oh God, you're young.
It's MCW4496. My name is Mariah Williamson. Please be my friend too. That'll be great.
Thanks for listening and we will see you
on the mat.